Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to go to the guest line today. Again, as we speak to Representative Jeff Farnan from Missouri's 1st District, as the Missouri House and Senate, they have begun filing some legislation, and they did so this week for the upcoming legislative session, because there are some proposals about rules for artificial intelligence. Amy and I have talked a ton about AI, and it has been a massive topic over the last several years. The promise of it, the dangers of it, and there's just so much that goes into it. So we want to bring in Representative Farnan, who is a Republican in the 1st District, who joins us now on KMOX. We appreciate your time, Representative. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for being with us. So, as we know, there are a bunch of lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats in House and Senate, who are behind the measures to regulate, I guess is a good word, for artificial intelligence because of the dangers of it. So explain to us precisely what it is you want to do or what you want to see happen.
Well, my bill is kind of started, or it's ended up different than what it originally started out to be. The reason I'm doing this bill was my uncle had a phone call from his grandson who said that he had been arrested and was in jail and he needed money for bail. He needed like $5,000. But my uncle told him, he said, well, call your mom and dad. And he said, no, I can't. He said, they'll get mad at me. So anyway, he convinced him to go to the bank and to get $5,000 and send it to him so he could get out. Well, fortunately, the bank tellers, they knew this was a scam, but it was hard to convince this guy or my uncle that this was a scam because this sounded just exactly like his grandson. Now, I don't know how they got his grandson's voice and how they, you know, duplicated it, but this was the reason I'm writing this bill, because I think there's a lot of scamming going on with this, you know, new form of AI where you can actually make a deep fake and, you know, pretend to be somebody that you're not. But so when I was writing the bill and doing the research, a lot of it turned out to be, you know, probably going to be against the First Amendment, you know, the freedom of speech. So the bill's kind of taken a different turn now to mostly it's going to deal with sexual content on the internet. So that's kind of where the bill is at right now.
So this bill is HB 2035, correct?
Well, you know what? I filed it yesterday, or I actually okay. signed the bill earlier. My LA had turned it in, so I do not know the actual number of it.
Okay. Yes. So this one is listed on your name, under your name. It's
I'm HB, sure it is.
HB 2035, and it was pre-filed on the 1st of December.
Yeah.
So is it, you still are interested, even though this is going after sexually explicit material now, you are still interested in these phone scams, correct?
Oh, most definitely. I think they're just horrible what they're doing to these older people.
Well, I wanted to follow up, Representative Farnan. It's Brad Young here. And I've read through HB 2035, and it also seems to cover deepfakes and AI-generated text or imagery. How big of an issue, other than the circumstance and the situation that you described, other than that, how big of an issue do you see AI being moving forward?
Well, I don't get me wrong. I think AI is a great tool that we use every day, probably even without realizing we use it. But, you know, with that, there always comes the other side of it, where people take advantage of it and try to take advantage of other people with these AI technologies. So the biggest problem I see right now is, yes, someone could make a deep fake of, you know, some young person and put it out on the internet. But the problem is how we're going to catch that person. We can make laws to, you know, stop it, or, you know, to, you know, make it illegal. But how do we actually stop it? So that's the problem I see going forward. But, you know, this is the first step. I think it's a good one. It's a place to get started.
Well, when you talk about enforcement being an issue, one of the things in this, in your bill, as I've read through the bill, one of the things indicates that there are special rules for political ads and election-related content. And one of the things that's in this bill is a mandatory labeling of AI-generated material that's used in political campaigns. That's something that is enforceable, right? If there's a political campaign, we know that advertising has to be associated with a specific group. So is that one way that there can be some small amount of enforcement when you apply it to political ads and election-related content?
Yes, that's correct, because, you know, who is going to do it but your opponent? Right? You know, I don't know. There could be other groups out there that would try to smear your name, but most likely it's going to come from your opponent.
So we are visiting with Jeff Farnan, representative from Missouri's 1st District, and talking about artificial intelligence. And we know that with the technology, the voice recreation technology, they only need about 10 seconds of your voice, of you speaking, to be able to recreate that and potentially fool somebody, like what the story that you were talking about earlier.
Right.
From a state perspective, I mean, how much teeth can a bill really have? Does this need to be more of a, in your opinion, a federal effort, not just state to state?
Well, I think that, you know, Missouri is only one of three states that don't have any deep fake laws. So I think this is a good place to start. So say we do catch somebody with this bill, it would also allow the victim to get compensated through a civil action. So I think that's a good, you know, maybe step in the right direction to prevent some of this from going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Representative, though, and you kind of alluded to this earlier, but I want to circle back to this. Isn't there a potential here for enormous First Amendment problems? In other words, if someone is creating or generating content, particularly if it's not the type of content that's using, that's being used to scam or defraud people, but they're simply using this AI content to create certain types of content. Don't you see First Amendment problems with this bill?
Yeah, I do. And that was actually the problem that we ran into, because, you know, if you're ever on like Facebook Reels or TikTok, there's all sorts of this out there where, you know, say Patrick Mahomes is saying, hey, my offensive line is trash. You know, he's not saying that, but you have to be smart enough to.
I think he could. I think he could say that. I'm not saying he did, but he certainly could.
But he probably wouldn't be saying that.
No, he probably wouldn't. But he could.
He could.
Poor Patrick Mahomes. He can never catch a break.
But yeah, I know that there, you know, a lot of it is for entertainment, and it's fun to listen to it. But you have to be smart enough to know what is real and what isn't real, and that's the problem. It's just becoming so advanced that it is hard to tell if it's real or not. So, you know, I'm just trying to do something that sure. will, you know, maybe prevent some of it.
So under your bill, as I've read through it, I see that the Missouri Attorney General is authorized to investigate violations. So to some extent, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Representative, but you're creating a legal framework to prosecute in situations where it mandates or should require a prosecution. But aren't you also basically empowering the Attorney General's office to have some discretion about when do we prosecute, when it's a harmless something that would be covered under the First Amendment versus AI that's being used to harm people?
That's exactly right. That's exactly what we want it to do.
We are talking to Representative Jeff Farnan out of Missouri's 1st District here on KMOX. How much support do you have, and how much support do you have that might be bipartisan?
That's a good question. You know, I just made this bill up myself, you know, and through research, and just it was just an idea that I had. But since I've, since my LA filed it for me the other day, I've had several calls on it. Hey, we support this idea. And it hasn't been, you know, I have several Democratic friends down there, and I've had a couple of them reach out to me and say, hey, yes, we think this is a good idea. We've heard of the same stories. Hopefully this bill will help take a bite out of some of that.
Well, Tennessee, Representative, I know you're probably aware of this. Tennessee was really leading the country when it comes to trying to protect music artists from AI-generated content. Lots of lawsuits are filed there. There was one filed there last week by the Johnny Cash estate over an ad that sounds like Johnny Cash is singing in the background of a soda commercial. But would your bill here in Missouri, would that cover also copyright infringement cases, or would it be strictly designed to stop fraud and misuse from that perspective?
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm not for sure about the copyright issue. It's more for fraud, and that was my intent of the bill, was for, you know, like my uncle's case.
How many stories like this are you hearing about? I've read about a lot of them, but personally, are people reaching out to you?
Yeah, and it's not more that they're reaching out to me. It's just that they have their own stories, or they've told me their stories, not realizing I was doing this bill. But even my mom, you know, she'll sit down and she'll watch TikTok or something, and she'll phone me and she said, hey, you know, so-and-so said this. Is this true or not? And I said, no, Mom, that's not true. I mean, just think about it. You know, it's not true. So, I think it's a really... I don't know. There's just a lot of it out there.
Well, Jeff Farnan, we know that the legislative session, and this is according to the Missouri House website, the effective date for this would be August of next year if everything does work out the way you want it to. We assume there might be some tweaks along the way, as there usually are. But we'd like you to keep us updated on this, because I know that our audience is interested in it, and a lot of people are around the country, because it is a real, actual problem.
I agree 100%, and I'd be glad to keep you updated.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.